You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Lizita Shelagu, the founder at The Main Tab, a B2B online platform that is elevating luxury wholesale and is growing brands. Small retailers are logging on to be connected with a highly curated selection of premium brands in beauty and home. And this sounds exciting. And Lizita, thanks for joining us here today on e-commerce radio.
Hi, thank you for having us.
And you're more than welcome, and good morning to you. So tell us, Lizita, tell us about The Main Tab and why you felt there was a need for your platform. Let's start there.
Sure. So I have been working in the industry for about a decade now, working for luxury lifestyle brands and home fragrances, decor, skincare, and beauty, and saw that the way wholesale was being done was still very archaic, you know, Excel, pen and paper, fax machines, email, phone calls. And there was really no solution from a website that would offer all of those in one main platform. And doing the trade shows and doing, you know, the hustle and the grind of building these brands, I saw how powerful independent retailers actually were for these brands, both in creating brand exposure, but also bringing in dollars, like real profit and real revenue. And one of the things we noticed with brands is they had this idea that they needed to be in the major department stores, whether it be a Sephora or a Barney's or a Bergdorf. That's where they thought they had to be to really grow their brands and grow their revenue, only to find out that actually where the power lead was in independent retail and really Main Street America. So I just started, you know, coming up with ideas of how can there be a website like the Net-a-Porter of wholesale for really premium, established, and emerging high-end coveted brands that would make it easier for these retail stores to discover and to also purchase for their store without having to go to trade shows, without having to go through thousands and hundreds of catalogs and order forms for each brand, and really built this. And that's where the idea came from and how we started the whole journey.
Well, I got to hand it to you. It's quite awesome that you saw the need and jumped on it, and you're making it happen. Good for you. And quite exciting, the journey there, the highlights you hit as well. Now, also, how are you helping small business retailers exactly in ways that other companies are not or cannot?
First and foremost, we're making it, you know, much simpler and easier by bringing everything in, quote unquote, one main tab, right? So making it all accessible from the comfort of your home or your store or anywhere to discover a brand and place an order through a website, right? That's very intuitive and very easy to use and quite appealing and easy on the eye and the UX. Secondly, COVID has really, you know, damaged retail this year and hurt us all by forcing retailers to close for a number of months, and lots of states are closing and reopening. So it's been a challenge for independent retailers to really to stay afloat. So we actually just announced something recently. We call it our 10% initiative. So what we're doing is we're giving good old hard cash back to all of our retail partners. So any order they place through our website for this season, which tends to be, you know, the busiest season for most businesses, is Q3 and Q4, we're giving them 10% cash back. And this is, you know, money that is going to be helpful to them for running local advertising and hiring and putting it back into their employees and back into their small businesses. So it's actually been really powerful, and we've only been doing it for a couple of weeks now, and the feedback has been amazing. And, you know, basically you place an order on our website for wholesale, and I personally write out a check and mail it to the retailer, and we've actually had them send us photos like, oh my god, it's a real check, this is so exciting, I haven't seen one in so long. So that's been really nice, and then that money just sort of recirculates back into their community and back into their business.
And that is one fabulous report right there. And I'm sure you have quite a few to share, but thanks for sharing that particular one. Now, many companies are moving to an online model, obviously. Now, have you seen any shifts from small business retailers along the way? And are there any areas of opportunities as well?
Totally. So, you know, the upside of the shutdowns has really been the shift to digital. Prior to COVID, we had to really explain and train a lot of our retailers and our buyers how to use our website, even though it's, you know, operates very much like a traditional e-commerce website, but for wholesale, and it has a few more, you know, things that make it special and unique versus e-commerce. It was hard to kind of convince them to shift away from that old school paper pen mentality. And the shutdowns and the shift and the migration to e-commerce really did help us, because now we had retailers coming to us and joining, and brands coming to us because trade shows also closed for the season and for the year even. So they had to find a new way of doing business, and they shifted to that e-commerce model for wholesale. We've also had a lot of our retailers, you know, improve and build regular .com websites for their businesses, right? So they can put their selection online. But one thing that remains the same is, you know, the reason most of these owners and buyers for independent retailer go into the business that they're into is because they enjoy discovering product. They enjoy curating for their customer. They enjoy, you know, finding the best of the best out there and bringing it to their small town or their small community and making it available for retail. So that now just became accessible to them on a digital platform that didn't exist before. But they're still very much looking to discover new brands or reorder from existing brands. So it has helped us in that we are a digital solution for these retailers. And although e-commerce, traditional e-commerce for them is taking off, they still have to find brands for their store. They still have to find product for their store and launch it. So we are being, you know, the go-to resource for them for that.
And I'd say that's totally awesome, really meeting the needs of a lot of folks that are in need during these days. Now, today we're joined by Lizita Shelagu, the founder at The Main Tab, a B2B online platform that is elevating luxury wholesale and is growing brands. And she's joined us here today on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Lizita, another question for you. How have you overcome obstacles when launching The Main Tab? I'm sure there's something that our listeners could learn from your experience in that department.
Totally. I had this idea for a number of years. I think in 2016 is when I started thinking about this solution needing to exist. And frankly, I was doing it. So I got tired of doing the trade shows. I got tired of doing the cold calling and the pitching. And I just kept thinking, how can this be easier? How can this be more fun for me? And anytime I told anyone about my idea of a wholesale marketplace that's premium and curated, because I truly believe the future of e-commerce in general, or the internet really, is curation and editing, just because there's so much of everything out there and someone needs to be, you know, the editor behind the scenes who says this is the best and this is not the best product. But anytime I talked about this, people would be like, but who cares about small business? They're so tiny. It's just a couple of random mom and pop shops. And, you know, this led to me doing research, and I actually learned that independent retailers in America generate $800 billion a year in revenue. And that number blew me away when I read it, and I was just, you know, just, it's incredible. You would think maybe $8 billion or $80, but $800 billion was just something so unheard of. And the other thing that was also challenging, as I mentioned earlier, was brands really just thought that what they need to do is be in the Sephoras and the Barneys of the world. What brands tend to learn very quickly once they do join those retailers, which are fantastic for exposure, is that your margins get incredibly diluted with chargebacks and discounts and promos and all that good stuff. So no one was really supporting independent retailers the way that they deserve to be supported. And I decided to do this myself. And, you know, we are completely self-funded. We're a tiny little company. It's me just running the show. And I needed to sort of prove my idea that it really worked and that there was some, you know, potential success in doing this. So I decided to build a website by myself. And this was in 2017. I bought a Wix domain for it and just, you know, put up a few brands, made a homepage. I don't even know how I did it. But I sent out a couple of emails to a few hundred retailers that summer, which is also slow season. And we did about $1,000 in wholesale orders. And that was my ding, ding, ding moment of, yes, this could work. You need to scale it, get going. And then I started building the actual platform while working full time still and doing this, you know, early mornings and late evenings. So that was obviously an obstacle on its own. And Then this year, we got into an accelerator program in New York, and everything was just sort of heading up and just going as amazing as you could possibly imagine. And then we had COVID, which really was the biggest obstacle we've had to face so far. And it's become about, you know, just curling up and waiting for things to go back to some kind of normal. And in the same, at the same time, helping these retailers that we are working with, right? Because everyone's kind of on the same boat, which is, you know, kind of comforting to know that we're not in it alone. And that's what we've faced so far in terms of the biggest obstacles.
Really appreciate you sharing that in pretty good detail there. And it's quite inspiring how you were able to overcome those obstacles. And I'm sure the listeners found that to be inspiring and motivating, just as I did. Tell us also, what are you most excited about in the retail, home, and beauty industries?
A few things. Actually, I think there's going to be, we already are seeing a big shift in supporting small businesses and supporting local and shopping local. And I hope that's here to stay. I do think that will be here to stay as retailers are becoming, you know, incredible, and they're adjusting so quickly, and they're pivoting, and they're doing anything they need to do to serve their customers. They're truly going above and beyond. So that's been really amazing to see. From the brand side, we're seeing, you know, established luxury premium brands are becoming very accessible and inclusive, which is great. You know, many years ago, it used to be a lot about, you know, being untouchable and being so expensive and so unapproachable that you could just look at a product that was, you know, a $500 candle, but you couldn't touch it. And now that mentality has shifted a bit. And, you know, luxury really now is about being accessible and inclusive, which is really incredible to see. And we're also seeing a ton of innovation, particularly our focus on the main tab is lifestyle brands. And we have seen a big increase in demand from retailers for more wellness brands and wellness products and, you know, things that just elevate the everyday experience, especially as we're stuck at home most of the time. So we're seeing some brands come up with really great innovation around this, whether it's different kind of packaging that's more sustainable or whether it's just making a bath bomb look much prettier or creating CBD products that really have multitude of benefits from scented to the actual delivery of the efficacy. So those are things that we've noticed that customers are also responding to. And that's what I've been most excited about, especially the last couple of months, seeing it all come to fruition.
Certainly do appreciate the fine report on behalf of the main tab and also in your industry as well. Most informative. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
I think just continue supporting your local retailer. They are doing everything they can possibly do given the times and circumstances we're in. And, you know, if you're just buying a postcard in that shop or dishwash soap or hand soap, go to your local retailer because they have really done the legwork of finding the best product out there for you to bring you something special and new that you possibly couldn't find elsewhere. And just support small businesses in general because they really work very hard and usually on a shoestring budget. And it really means a lot when the support comes into them.
Lazita, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. And again, we not only thank you for all the details and information shared as well, but appreciate what you're doing in the space and making an impact as well. Where can listeners tap into the main tab and get further details as well?
Sure. So if you're a retailer or a brand and you would like to work with us, simply visit themaintab.com and apply to be a retailer or a brand. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at themaintab.
And that's about as easy as it gets. Again, folks, it is themaintab.com. Lazita, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Lazita Shelagu, the founder at The Main Tab, a B2B online platform that is elevating luxury wholesale and is growing brands. And for all the details, visit themaintab.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.